Lily Rose. It's Monday morning. Lily Rose is very happy. Lily Rose, after school you should prepare the invitations for your birthday party. Who are you going to invite? The usual gang, I suppose. I'll think about it in the bus on the way to school, Mum. I have to fly. Come on, Simon, or we'll be late. Wait for me, Lily Rose. Grab your school bag. We'll have to run. Only 6 days to go. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Simon, you sit here in front. I'm going down the back. Why can't I sit with you? Because you're just a baby. Stay here. Hi, everyone. I finally managed to get rid of my brother. Oh, your little brother is so cute. I wish I had a little brother like him. You must be joking. He's so annoying. Monday afternoon, after school. Mum is baking bread with Simon in the kitchen. With a bit of luck, they'll be busy for a while. I'm just going upstairs, Mum. I'll call you if I need help with my homework. Okay, Lily Rose. Don't forget about your invitations. I'll take care of them as soon as I finish my homework. Give me a shout if you need me. Lily Rose decides to search the house for her present. Is it in the attic? I hope there aren't too many spiders. There is my old rocking horse. Here's a trunk full of Mum's old clothes. What's this? Looking at some old photographs. Did Mum really wear clothes like that? I've hunted from top to bottom and I can't find anything. I must go and do my homework. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked at the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Edward Lear. Lily Rose, you should prepare your invitations before dinner. Coming, Mum. What do you think I should write, Mum? I've decided to invite Kate, Paul, Susie, Bob, and Calvin. You should put the date, the time, and the reason you're inviting them. Lily Rose takes some notes on a pad. 9 years old, birthday party, Saturday, 16th of September, 1 p.m. Phone 285-9874. Address 21 Granite Field, Johnstown. Dad, can I use the computer to make my invitations for Saturday? What's on Saturday? Dad, you know, it's my birthday. Oh, really? Already? Oh, Dad! You're terrible. I'm only joking. What do you need me to do? Can you check my spelling and make sure that I have put in all the right information? Monday night. Big Ted, in school we talked about birthday presents today. Kate likes rabbits and Susie wants a dog. But I'd rather get a bike. Dad helped me to prepare all my party invitations. I'm going to give them out on the bus tomorrow morning. Good night, Big Ted. Sleep tight. Tuesday morning, Lily Rose is brushing her hair. I wonder if Mum and Dad realize how much I would love a bike for my birthday. I must drop some more hints. In the school bus. Kate, Susie, you're invited to my party on Saturday. I really want a bike for my birthday. How can I let my parents know? How about putting up a poster of a bike on your bedroom door? They should get the message loud and clear. Excellent idea, Susie. Oh, there is Bob. I must give him his invitation. See you later. Bob, here is an invitation for Saturday. Have you seen Paul? He's down the back. Where? Oh, I see him. Paul, here is an invitation for Saturday. Can you come to my party? Tuesday afternoon, after school. Mum and Simon are in the kitchen. I'm going to slip upstairs and have another look in Mum and Dad's room. Simon, what do you have to do for your homework? I have one page to read and two new words to learn. Okay, sit down and let's get to work. Sally is a mouse and Jason is a fish. I've looked under the bed and behind the door. I've checked all the drawers and the wardrobe. I'm so disappointed. Have they forgotten it? It's time to take action. I have to find a big picture of a bike to stick on my bedroom door. Tuesday night. Lily Rose is in bed. Big Ted, I really want a bike for my birthday. I decided to follow Susie's advice and put a poster of a bicycle on my door. Do you remember your favorite nursery rhyme when you were little? Wee Willy Winky runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown, rapping at the window, crying through the lock. Are all the children in their beds? For now it's 8 o'clock. It's time to go to sleep. That's a lovely new poster you have on your door. Big Ted, I've looked in the attic and in my parents' room and I can't find my present. Tomorrow I'm going to check in Simon's room. I'll have to be careful though. He hates anybody going into his room. Wednesday morning, Lily Rose is brushing her teeth. Lily, hurry up! The bus will leave without you. Don't forget your lunch. I'm on my way, Mum. Quick, Simon, or we'll miss the bus. In the back of the bus. Do you think Caramel is a good name for a rabbit?
Not if it's a white rabbit.
I don't want a pet. I want a bike. Did you look under all the beds? You should try under the stairs. That's always a good hiding place. Lily Rose, thanks for the invitation. I'd be happy to come on Saturday. Okay, Calvin. See you then. After school. I think Mum and Simon are in the kitchen. I'm going to tiptoe into Simon's room to take a look. Oh no! I hear the stairs creaking. Somebody is coming up. Simon will kill me if he sees me in his room. Where can I hide? Think, Lily Rose, think! Mom, I can't find my... Ooh! I am the ghost of the wardrobe and I have come to take you away. Mom, help! There's a monster in my room! A ghost! Simon, why are you shouting? Lily Rose, what are you doing with that sheet on your head? Oh, Mom, it was just a joke. Simon is such a clot. Oh, yeah? Well, you won't find it so funny when I kidnap Big Ted for a huge ransom. Ouch! Stop pushing me! You wouldn't dare to kidnap Big Ted. Ow! Oh, yes, I would. That's enough. Calm down, both of you. Dad will be home soon. Let's go downstairs. Wednesday night. Big Ted, it's war between me and Simon. I'll have to watch my back. I still haven't found my present. I'm going to ring Granny tomorrow. Maybe Mum and Dad have hidden it at her house. Thursday morning. Lily Rose is washing her face. As soon as I get home from school, I'm going to ring Granny. In the bus. Girls, you'll never believe what happened yesterday after school. I was looking for my present in Simon's room when he came in. I hid in the wardrobe and jumped out to scare him. We ended up fighting. Lily, he is so adorable. I would love to have a little brother like him. My sister Hannah is 17. She's so boring. She's always on the telephone to her boyfriend. If you really want a little brother, well, you can have mine. Thursday afternoon. Mum and Simon are busy. I'm going to give Granny a quick call. What's her number? Where is the telephone book? Ah, here it is. Hello, Granny. It's Lily Rose. How are you? I'm fine, dear. What can I do for you? Have you heard from Mum and Dad recently? No, dear. I was going to ring your Mum tonight to go to the hairdresser's on Saturday morning. I was just wondering if you had any news. Well, I'll let you go. See you soon, Granny. See you this weekend. Thursday evening. Lily Rose is watching television. I can't wait for Saturday. I'm so excited. Do you want to know what I got you for your birthday? It's a book called Maths for Bird Brains. Ha ha! Your teacher should be happy. Your marks might go up a bit. Shut up, Simon. You're not funny. Oh, and it's funny to hide in my room and scare the life out of me. Go away and leave me alone, you big baby. Thursday night. Kate told me that her big sister is boring. I wouldn't mind a boring sister. Anything rather than an annoying little brother. He said he's going to give me mats for bird brains as a present for my birthday. Good night, my love. It's going to be a big day on Saturday. You should go to sleep now. Good night, Dad. I love you. See you tomorrow. Friday afternoon. What a bombshell this afternoon. A surprise maths test. Out of the blue, like that. Miss Marmalade says she likes to keep us on our toes. I can think of better ways. I couldn't believe it either, but at least we won't have any homework for the weekend. Hey, talking about weekends, don't forget about my party tomorrow. Mum's going to prepare some fairy buns and crispy cakes. We'll see you then, Lily Rose. Bye. Lily Rose looks at her watch. It's nearly 7 p.m. Dad should be home from work soon. Mum and Simon are in the garden. I'm going to continue my search in the basement. It's my last hope. I've looked behind the washing machine, under Dad's workbench, in every corner. I don't think they got the message about the bike. Friday evening. Lily Rose is in her room. I'm 9 tomorrow. 9 candles to blow out. I'm nearly as tall as Granny. I can hear Dad's car. He must have my present. I haven't found it anywhere. Dad's got an enormous package. Maybe it's a new lawnmower. Oh, I hope it's a bike. Lily Rose, dinner is ready. Did you get it? At the dinner table. Thanks, Mum. I love steak and chips. Big day tomorrow. Granny said she would pop over. Can I have some more chips, please? What have you planned for your party? More ketchup, please. Some games in the garden, music, dancing, and a great big chocolate cake. Friday night. Big Ted, I'm so excited I could burst. I'm almost sure that Dad came home with a bike today. He hid something in the garage. Saturday morning, Lily Rose is going to buy some bread. It's such a lovely day. It's my birthday today. All my friends will be here. We're going to have such fun. Saturday, 1 p.m. Ding dong, ding dong. Lily Rose, can you get the door? I think your guests are arriving. Hello, Lily Rose. Happy birthday. Come on, everyone. Let's go and play on the trampoline in the back garden. A little later, it's time for the birthday lunch. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Lily Rose. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip, hooray! I wish for a bike. Surprise, Lily Rose. Happy birthday, my love. It's a box. Open it. Hurry up. What's inside? It's a note. Open it and read it quickly. What does it say? It says your real present is waiting for you in the garage. It's a bike. It's a magnificent bike. Yippee! I can't believe it. Thank you, Mum and Dad. Thank you, Granny. I'm so happy. Look at the lights! And there's a bell, too. Follow me, follow me. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Saturday night. Lily Rose is in bed. Big Ted, I'm going to ride to school on my new bike. I'm so happy. This has been the best birthday ever. Sunday morning. Was it a dream, or did I really get a bike for my birthday? I knew it wasn't just a dream. I can't wait to go to school tomorrow. Monday morning, eating breakfast. Mum, no need to remind me about the bus. I'll never be late for school again. The end.